This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning already. Oh, man, Thanksgiving right around the corner. Well, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Byron, and our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather, sure did warm up during the night, didn't it? Some more. 72 down on the island this morning. Looks like partly cloudy skies today with a high of 77, south winds 15 to 25, with higher wind gusts possible. Up north, the winds are down a little bit up in the top of the complex as we speak, but they are calling for the wind to pick up. A few clouds tonight with a low of 72, south-southwest winds 10 to 20, and for tomorrow, cloudy skies, high of 79, south-southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. So here we go, another southerly as we head towards Thanksgiving and a promise of a front of some kind. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We are on four tides again. We had a high occur just after midnight. We're sitting on a high right now, 1.3. We have a low coming up at 7:35 a.m., an 0.9. Then a high at 11:22 a.m., a 1.0. And a low tonight at 5:52 p.m., an 0.6. 6:51 a.m. at sunrise, 5:21 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase, 43%. Visibility. All right. Looks like the Galveston North Jetty at south at 17 down there. Looks like south at 11 at San Luis Pass. Looking over at the old rollover side, it's south at 7. And up in the top of the complex, Morgan's Point, it's calm. And looks like Eagle Point's a south wind at about 6. So closer to the coast you get, the more breeze you have. That's kind of normal. And a lot of times you'll see these water temperatures have dropped like they have. That wind will stay up high over the water, so all of your top end of your bay complex will be a lot calmer than down around the coast. All right. Well, that'll do it for weather and tides and all that. Let's run over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with a hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond. Glenn, good morning. What's up on a Sunday morning?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Good morning, good morning, sir. Not too much. Not too much at all this morning. Kind of calm. Well, got a little bit of a breeze, but I'm not sure how much. It's not blowing that hard, but it is.
Yeah.
It's moving the bushes out there a little bit.
Yeah, it's a do so.
But yesterday was a beautiful day. I know there was plenty of fish caught yesterday. The day before, I had my nephew and Eric and his son Zach that was in on leave from the Navy. And I took them out, and we had a fun day, no pressure. Little chilly going, getting out to the honey hole was a little chilly ride, you know. We kind of buttoned it up. Made the trip, and you know, it was a slow bite, but it was there. And we caught and released several fish that, you know, a lot of them were just borderline 15. They were bordering. We kept some that were 16 to about 17 and a half, and they only kept four. They had two reds and four trout that they kept, and we released everything else. But the reds, the fun part about this was sight casting them in the reeds over on the side of the bay, man. I could see the grass moving, and then you could see their backs coming out. So I told the guys, hey, be real quiet. And I just trolled over to them, and I took that old sand eel, and I popped it out there, and I landed about 2 foot from the herd. It was a herd of them, buddy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I see this bee coming out from the grass, and I said, look, he's coming to get it right now. And I hopped that worm and once or twice, and boom, boy, he took off. And just heck of a way to start a day, Captain Mickey, to do that. You know, that's so exciting to sneak up on them, you know what I mean? And just, you're right, watching them. They're popping shrimp out of the grass. And, oh, man, they're just oblivious to anything around them unless you just make a bunch of noise.
I'm seeing a lot of people are catching their reds that way right now, right against the grass like that, where these reds are running up shallow against the grass, running them shrimp out like that.
And when I gutted them, they had little bitty stone claw crab pinchers in their guts. They eat every kind of crab there is, but they have been munching on some little baby stone crab, stonies.
Well, they needed some shrimp for dessert, you know?
Oh, yeah. but what a way to start the day, man. That was a highlight right there. I mean, I hadn't done that in a long, long time, and it was like just perfect. He goes, my nephew said, man, I'd have gave anything to be videotaping that, because you called it. You see it, you call it, you make the cast, yeah, and boom. It doesn't happen like that all the time, but boy, it was fun. Anyway, they ended up with a pretty decent box for throwing salt plastics, and we threw just about every color in the box. It didn't matter. Dark, light, bright, and green, glow, you name it, and we were throwing it. But, you know, we were done about noon. They had two reds and four trout, and you know, like I said, the trout wasn't anything to write home about. We wouldn't keep more. You can't keep anything over 20 inches.
Well,
anyway,
you can't keep anything to write home about anyway.
That's
a problem.
No. Mm-hmm. But the water temperature was right around 67. It might have been 65 at the marina, 64 at the marina, a little chillier there, shallow, but get out in the bay, and it was up to about 67 degrees. It wasn't that clean. It was still a little dirty because the winds had been blowing from every direction. It was kind of stained a little bit, a little bit of clarity, but just enough bites to keep your interest. And shoot, I thought for the first, you know, let me let Boo-Boo out of here. Anyway, for the first salt plastic expedition, it went real well. Went real well. I was really proud of it. Matter of fact, my nephew went somewhere over, I'm going to just say Galveston Bay. He was wade fishing with Corkies and Fat Boys yesterday, and they whooped them. I mean, they walked up into a school of fish. and not saying where, but I seen the box, and the only thing it was missing was a bunch of ice cubes on top of those fish. I hate to see a box of fish with no ice on them. And I went, where's the ice on these fish? Well, that was a kind of a disappointment. Anyway, they did good. They did real, real well, and that was a corky bite. So just that time of year, water temperature.
Yeah, it's corky season. It's that time. Mm-hmm. Soft dines, corkies, miridines. I mean, the whole nine yards. It's what everybody likes about this time of year. Whatever you like to throw usually works.
Yes, that's right. Anything you got confidence in. The last cast of the day, I said, you know what? I ain't throwing a black magic all day. And that I used to put that worm on my pole, just a black red metal flake with a chartreuse tail, a little sand eel, and I could keep one tied on my rod for years to come. I'd never take it off. I never had to. I mean, I caught plenty of fish with it. So I tied one on, made a couple of casts, and I'll be dang if I didn't get the biggest fish of the day. It was about a 17.5 incher, but he hit that old black magic on the drop too, buddy. And that's what I love to feel. As soon as that lure hits the water and starts sinking, boom, they just inhale it. But they did pretty good, and that was a lot of smack, a lot of jokes, a lot of fun, and ended up with a pretty dang night. They tried to get me to keep some of them. I said, no way in the world, y'all. Take those fish and get home and fry the living dog out of them. But the bait camps are holding bait over in this area, and shrimp are decent. I hadn't seen no croaker flags. I think that's all over for the year. Shrimp, mudman, and finger mullet, most of the camps are holding them. All the boat ramps that I know of are open. If you got a big draft, a deep draft boat or a long boat, you probably want to go to San Luis Pass. It's got a launch that'll accommodate you with a deep draft boat, and it's pretty easy channel to get out of. They got it marked nowadays with the red and green little poles on each side of the channel to get you out of there. So that's always a good place. And another place is underneath the Surfside Bridge. There's a little honky tonk bait camp combination deal, and if you buy $5 or you pay $5, you can launch, or if you buy something in there, go in and buy some bait or whatever, they let you launch for free. And so and that's a pretty good area, you know, to if you want to hit the jetties, boom, you're right there. If you want to go up into the bay, you can go the back way to Bastrop on Christmas. You know, it's a little bit of a drive, but anyway, that's about all I know on this end. Other than that, like I said, the beach really started cleaning up yesterday. Now the color of it all the way to the beach, it wasn't slick glass, but man, the water conditions really, really good. It was dirty.
Calmed down for a while and it greened up pretty good, I heard.
Mm-hmm. It was greening up yesterday afternoon. I mean, looking really good, really good. So let's see, I'll be here this week. Everything's ready to go. Boat's ready to go. Truck's ready to go. So I'm back in business again. I know I had some problems there for a while, and I was putting people off till I could get all my marbles in a row, all my cards in a row or whatever. But I did, and it's all good. So we're back in order and ready to go any day of the week. If you want me to go in your boat, I'll go in your boat. Or if you want me to point you in the right direction, just come by and we'll shoot the breeze. I'm always willing to help the local pilgrims out, trying to find them a fishing hole or a bait camp or whatever. That's what we do. So anyway, I'll have plenty of time on my hands this week. If it dries out like it's continuing to dry out with no rain, I might even be able to crank the lawnmower up first time in about a month. So get out there and do some outdoor stuff, but it's just been so, the tides, you know, the northers have finally blown the water away, so yes, the ground is still saturated.
That'll be a big plus for you. How about your old buddies and all your hunting buddies over at Sweeney? Anybody killed a good deer yet?
You know, they've got a couple of bucks. One of the guys got a 12-pointer on the second weekend of the season, and then his son got a buck. I hadn't seen it, but his son got a buck out there last weekend, and I haven't seen it either. I was talking to other people around that's got leases around, asking them how they do it. You know, when they have guests on the, you know, what do you let them just go out there and shoot anything? And some ranches have laws, like not laws, but rules that rules, like, well, yeah. For the first year, you're going to get to shoot a pig. The second year, you're going to get to shoot a doe. The third year, you're going to get to a spike. In the fourth year, if you're still around, you can shoot a buck.
Yeah, you probably know, not many 4 year
they
hunters.
Well, you know, hey, you know, instead of just stepping right into the ring, you got to play the hand, whatever's dealt with you. But no, it's an open field over there where we are. And yeah, there've been a couple of decent bucks killed. They're small bodied deer. They got a nice rack on them, but they're small bodied. And no, I haven't been lucky enough. And I'm already, I think I've already got somebody, my nephew probably going to work on me a pig where I don't even have to go hunting. He bring me a pig and I'll have it done like I did last year. Shoot, I'm in hog heaven.
There you go, buddy.
Plenty of meat in the freezer.
All right, Hammer. Well, if somebody wants to come over and fish with you in the Tri-Bay area, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Yes, sir. Reach me at 713-208-0683. Happy Fun Sunday and happy Thanksgiving Day, Captain Mickey.
Because I won't. You too, Glenn. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving. You bet,
you too,
brother.
Sir. Thank you.
See you, man. Later. And that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. Folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch here in Texas. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Freeport now. Let's check in with Captain Jeff Naylor and see what he's been up to this week. Morning, Jeff. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Captain Mickey? How are you doing this morning?
Not a lot, man. Just getting ready for the holidays.
I know that's right, man. Turkey's on my mind, been on my mind for the last couple of weeks now. I don't know why, but I'm excited this year, you know. It's going to be
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those years, I think it's just good. You know, I think it might actually be decent weather. I don't have a lot planned. You know, I'm going to hit two real good dinners. And for the rest of that weekend, I'm just going to sleep. That's a beautiful Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah. Rest up. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Man,
the older
we got
I get, the better I like that rested up, you know,
yeah,
side of it.
You ain't kidding about that. It's been crazy for us. Of course, we were in New York last weekend. This weekend, you know, the weather turned out just stellar this weekend. I was blown away. I was not expecting to be this beautiful, but it sure was. Holy cow. Oh, man. I mean, we got to go fishing yesterday. We got chickens out on Friday. I mean, I say I chickened out. I just didn't, you know, had anything everything's planned and with the forecast. Had another captain run the boat on Friday, and it was stellar on Friday too. And so yeah, man, we got out there. It wasn't slick calm. It had a good little breeze, you know, cool, 70 degrees, sunny, man, and those fish were snapping like you wouldn't believe. It was you know, surprised we didn't catch, you know, 2-on-1 hook day. I mean, it was crazy.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, and that's a snapper run for you there. I mean, we're mm-hmm. you know, about another two or three weeks, I think, you know, the state water will really be turned on hot, but they're kind of in that migration period. So they're, you know, I think we're fishing. I don't think we went beyond 20 miles the whole weekend, and
right,
you know, they were snapping everywhere. So there's a lot of life too, actually.
Well, they call them snapper. There's some, they
that's
do
right.
some snapping.
Your typical winter fishing though, it just, you know, can't even hardly see 3 feet in the water, green, you know, murky looking, just goo. But right. As far as water clarity, but man, they're just hovering right underneath it. Several mangrove snapper too. I mean, it was a good little run.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of life out there, though. I'll tell you that. You know, even besides that, there was you know, Spanish mackerel were schooling, and you know, had some other things on top. There was a lot of life out there, I'll tell you that. And let's hope that it appears, maybe not this coming weekend, but the following weekend may turn out to be okay. I mean, currently,
right,
it's a long way off, but we'll see. Super
yeah,
surprise,
you just gotta
overall.
Play it day-to-day this time of year, you know, for what you guys do. It's kind of a day-to-day
sure.
thing.
Sure. I mean, there's... Like I said, the forecast leading up to this weekend wasn't just stellar until later in the week, you know, and it started clearing up a little bit. But, yeah, sometimes
right.
you get less than 24 hours, you know, notice before it cleans up all of a sudden. So, you know, that's those first few cold fronts plus the first few cold fronts. I just dug around on the marine location website, and there wasn't any – I think there's some commercial boats that are out near the inner – intersection rigs and stuff, but outside of that, looks like the shrimp boats are probably gone for the season, which you know, that's not all that uncommon, but you know, I don't know, maybe one or two of those, because this is really our first good couple of cold fronts that we're getting here, you know, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Looks like they might be you know, coming one after another here. So,
I mean, yeah, right now. We have one Thanksgiving Day. And then, well, they're calling for north at 20 on Thanksgiving. Now, extended forecast now. You know, this may be different by that time. But then Friday is showing south and going north again. And then east to northeast for the rest of the week and not much wind at all. So there's another window right there these offshore guys could probably take advantage of.
Sure could. I mean, you know, and that was the weird, the odd thing. I mean, yesterday with the stellar weather, it was, we didn't see that many boats. I mean, maybe a handful of boats out.
Right.
Both days. It was pretty, you know, I mean, granted the federal for hire season is open for red snapper, but not for recreational. I think there's a misconception there, but otherwise, I mean, normally you get a good stellar day like this and, you know, early winter, late fall, I guess it would become more late fall when it, but anyways, you know, you see a ton of people out there, and there was hardly any people at all. But then again, hunting season's going on pretty strong right now, and you know, everybody's doing that. Finally saw some geese yesterday. Saw about, you know, three or four flocks flying over our house. So
yeah, I've been hearing them the last few days. That's a good sign. Call of the wild, man. Winter's on its way.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's true. It certainly seems that way. I tell you what, there was a lot of folks in here stacked up in the harbor yesterday fishing. I think the trout bite must be good up in here. Not necessarily in where I live, but over where some of the bigger tankers and stuff kind of hang out in the real deep water along the rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably the only place we saw good green water, too, as far as bay system goes. But, yeah.
Have you offshore guys figured out why that water offshore didn't just get ink blue and super clear this year? Y'all
sure have
not.
Have
an explanation for that yet? I hadn't heard anybody that they just don't understand it.
It's been very, very odd. You know, with the chlorophyll being as high as it was throughout the whole year, and the currents being as high as they were. You know, you get a lot of flushing out. You know, those currents get rocking pretty good. It doesn't take much of a shift. You know, and they can get blue pretty quickly, but. Yeah, you know what? I have no explanation for it. It's it's an odd phenomena. I really, you know, speaking of that, I spoke talked to a friend of mine that is a biologist over there in Galveston, and I had meant to ask him that same exact question. I was actually asking him about some species of groupers, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask him, and I forgot. But I tell you this, I'll ask him next week, and I'll try to get back to you on that, you know, the following week. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a real mystery, man. This whole year has just been strange. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Nothing really adds up.
You had a roller coaster ride offshore this year.
Man, I tell you. And it's so odd. So, you know, and I talked to Scott Hickman last week, and he actually heard my the show last week talking about being in New York going to get a dog. He's like, what? That's a long way to get a dog, man. Like, yeah.
That's a long way to go to get a silver lab, man.
Yeah, sure,
or any dog, period.
Period, exactly. Yeah, but he kind of talked, you know, so they opened the season up this year. And, you know, my question always has been and always will be, you know, they say that we didn't, you know, finish or fish our complete quota. Well, how do they know that? I don't understand it. You know,
I've never understood that either.
You know what I mean?
I
so he tells me, though, that this coming year is, which we have started to see some of the meetings for the Gulf Council going on, public, you know, announcements and stuff like that, that they're going to go back to that reporting system. And so he was telling me that they're going to kind of be doing maybe like a Starlink system, where previously we had like a VMS, which is just it's like a cellular device that not a cellular. It's actually it's satellite, but it basically pings about every 5 minutes or something like that. Well, the Starlink system is kind of more real time, just constantly going. And so we're going to end up going back to that reporting system that actually gets attached to your boat, which, you know, there are arguments one way or the other. I don't think I'm too upset about it, to be really honest with you. I think the bait in it all is, hey, if they're going to, you know, be able to give you longer seasons or give you what your quota, you know, is good for that year, I think I'm willing to kind of make some, you know, negotiations and hopefully at the end of it all, we end up getting, you know, to use our full year opposed to just getting two months in the year, maybe fishing half of that, you know?
Yeah.
So, as far as on that front, this looks like there's going to be some change and a little bit of action. I'm not real sure. I haven't actually seen anything written in law or laws coming to pass. But we'll see. I mean, who knows? It's kind of the game you play up and down. You never really know. But, I mean, again, like I said, there's, you know, we have this season because they assumed or figured out that we didn't fish our quota. And I think this might be a combination of multiple years, not just last year or not just this year. I feel like.
Just like on average for the last, you know, several years or what have you.
Yeah, well, we missed our quota. You know, there was a couple years there where they, even when we had the VMS, that they said that we did not fish our quota. They were going to reopen, and they never did. So yeah. some of that quota can get pushed forward, you know, to the next years and stuff like that. Now, I mean, theoretically, if it got pushed forward, they would extend the next year's season. Sometimes that doesn't happen. You know, somewhere along the line, they may feel like they owe you a little bit. And sometimes they give it to you. And I feel like this year, or this season that we're going through right now, is kind of a little bit of a combination. I could be wrong. Scott, don't crucify me if I am. But that's basically what I gather, you know. But at any rate, by actually having the real-time Starlink system, I think that they will be a lot more accurate, you know, as far as assessing the quota and where we're at and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that we do fish it every year when they, you know, we're getting so fewer and fewer days during June and July and August. I mean, it's, you know, it just kind of seems to deteriorate every year. I mean, there was a couple of years there, you know, where we were doing 100 days on the water. And now I think last year, if we did 45, we probably did pretty good. You know, and there were spotty ones mixed in there. A little bit here, a little bit there, some that we didn't make. But, you know, that's a tough business model where, you know, there's no consistency. You got 100 days, you know, 100 trips, 40. You know, how can you forecast for your year that way?
Drop off. That's over half of your income, you know, just boom.
That's it. And you know, the insurance ain't getting any cheaper. Everything's still the same, you know, the fuel and everything else.
Everything's going up. It's crazy.
Be very interesting.
Well, let me knock this break out, Jeff. I'll come right back to you. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll get it done. All right, buddy. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. And remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and let us handle it all. 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 437 here in the Bayou City. All right, Jeff, we are back. Mr. Naylor?
Back in action. Back in action. Hey, just before I forget, I was going to point out that there's a few of these charters here in Freeport. Of course, this season kind of just crept up on us real fast. Didn't really have a chance to book a bunch of the stuff. So there's some guys that are open right now. Action Charters actually opened back up out of Freeport, which they're kind of the party boat-ish. They charter the whole boat, not just individuals, but they can take more than – I think he's good for about 20.
Oh, that's cool. That's Action Charters that does that?
Action Charters, yeah. Matt and Serena Itai, and you can get a hold of them at 233-2999. And then, of course, we got Smith and Sons here now in the debt right down the road from us. So cool. I know that he's booking, Matt Smith, I see him a lot, on social media and stuff like that. The jig folks, man, are really attached to him. And he does a lot more long range trips, but again, along the same lines, you know. So I don't have a number for him, but I'm pretty sure you can look it up. Smith and Son Charters.
Yeah, find him. What's it called?
Yeah, he ain't tough. Smith and Son Charters.
Smith and Sons, yeah, that'd be easy to remember.
Pretty easy. Both of those guys are available. I know Matt, like I said, he's got some openings on the weekends, and he's always been a fan favorite here, been here for years and years and years. Both of which originally indirectly came from Elliot. So Casey and his dad. So speaking of Casey, he's down at the ranch this weekend and said we were going to try to do a group call. His son is graduating from A&M and they were doing the graduation pictures and stuff like that. And we were going to try to collaborate this morning, but I guess he got a little busy last night. So.
I'm sure he did, especially with A&M losing that game in the fourth overtime. So.
Yeah, he might have cried himself to sleep. I don't know. I mean, it could have been.
That was hard to swallow. Hey, when you spot, I don't care if Auburn doesn't even have that good a record this year. They're still Auburn. When you spot them 21 points in the first quarter, you got problems. It's hard to overcome.
It sure is, man.
They made a game out of it. I mean, I fell asleep watching it. I didn't even get to see I saw the first overtime and then I crashed. I was sleepy.
Yeah.
Fell asleep in my chair, man.
Been a tough year for Texas teams altogether, man. I mean, you know, the UT loss and then this, and it's we've had a couple that came down to the wire including
the UT game yesterday. That should have been a lot worse than it was. I mean they kinda laid egg in the third quarter, making mistakes and just not scoring But it's football. That's football, man.
College football. That's right, man. I mean, there's so much can be done in one quarter. It really
Oklahoma beat the daylights out of Alabama. That was pretty cool to watch.
wonder how the standings shake up this week.
Well, Texas is still holding their spot in the SEC, and it'll come down to the game next week against A&M, so... We shall see. They're in the playoffs for sure. So,
well, that's good. That's a positive note. I mean, we got Texans. Let's see if we can shake it out and bring,
another win this week would be real nice.
Sure would be. Yeah, I'm getting some momentum coming into the playoffs and towards the end of the season. I think it'd be, really needed, but we'll see. Sports, football, Thanksgiving. That's this time of the year, and it's hard to believe already, man. And then opening this snapper season, so it's gotten a real good shake up here at the end. I'm supposed to go down to the ranch, to Casey's ranch here next couple weeks. Elliot was talking to me about doing some work down there. Of course, I'm just a worker bee, which is fine by me. But
that's part of it, man. That's part of it.
It is. It sure is, man. It's nonstop. you know.
If you don't like working, book a guide.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
But if you like hunting and want to be able to participate, you got to put in the work, man.
Ranch that's work. Right. Yeah.
Nothing comes easy.
It's tough, man. Boy, it really blows my mind still that, you know, down there, you know, you cannot drive a tractor down there. You got to have either full of the tires full of foam and or I think they put up to like 4 or 5 bottles of slime in each.
They
got it down to a science.
Wayne uses dried graphite stuff in his tires, you know, on his driver truck, you know, the one in his daily driver. And he does real well until he gets something in the sidewall, and then, you know, he's got to get a new tire. Of course, you know, anywhere you get on that edge or to the sidewall, you can't repair that. You can, but it's not going to last. You've got to buy a new tire.
Right.
I was looking at one of Blaine's quail trucks. And one rear tire, I think it was on the passenger side rear, I counted like 5 or 6 plugs in the sidewall, and I don't know how many in the tread. And they were like brand new tires. I mean, there's full tread on them. And I got to looking around, and all of them were like that. They looked like porcupines with plugs hanging out of them. I mean, that's a game you play, you know, running them quail trucks through the brush and everything down there, quail hunting, and just part of it.
Man, it's crazy. They brought they got a big John Deere tractor they just brought back from the ranch. And, you know, they have another ranch over here in Angleton that they raise some really high-end cows on and stuff. And they got it back over here, man. And just like you said, I can't imagine that. I'm talking like a big John Deere tractor. I mean, the treads on those suckers are about 3 or 4 inches thick, you know, and he says he still has problems with those. I'm thinking,
oh, yeah.
Golly, that's a hell of a needle to try to, you know, overcome 3 inches of tread and then still punch through a 2-inch wall. You know what I mean? It's, I got some serious brush down there, man. But like walking
through
fillet
knives. You better have a good pair of boots walking around that, or you'll end up with a mosquito thorn in your foot too.
Boy, isn't that
some bad stuff, man?
You know that'll go right through a sole of a shoe in a heartbeat. You know, but
I told Glenn, I said you need to get you a big commercial air compressor here and a tire machine where you can bust down tires and do flat repair. I said I did that my whole life. I can show these boys here how to fix a tire.
Save a few bucks.
Yeah, it's never ending. I mean, that's just part of the game down there.
We went down there, as a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I went down there and we did a weekend work thing, and we showed up, and he's got 2 ranch trucks down there that stay down there all the time. I think there's like one tractor that stayed down there all the time, and I bet you with 3 trucks, a tractor, and, of course, our 2 vehicles that we just pulled up on, you know, out of 6, it probably was – well, our tires were the only ones that were full. But, I mean, you pull up and all the rest of the ranch trucks, they're sitting on rims, you know. They're just – first whole day, just pumping them all back up, fixing them and getting ready. You know?
We were down there dove hunting a few years ago, and one of our buddies was down there in his truck, and Blaine said, I wouldn't take that truck down there if I were you. I'd leave that nice truck up here and just ride in one of the quail trucks. Nah, man, I'll be all right. I'll follow him down there. Well, the next morning we woke up and he had 3 flats on his truck. Well, it's time to get the floor jacks out, jack them up. We'll take them to town. Get you fixed up here, bud. Boy, I should have listened to Blaine. I said, yeah, he's only been down here about 45 years. He knows the road. You might want to listen to your guide, you know.
I tell you, man, I mean, you think you're safe by staying on the trails, you know what I mean? But
no,
you're not. At some point, you got to turn around. At some point, you got to do something. I mean, you know, he just got, you
well,
know,
you have to
got,
do so much mowing down there all the time, mowing the cinders and everything else, and you're slinging mosquitoes, thorns all over the place. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, Elliot and them, they just got real lucky that, well, you know, they're doing a lot of drilling out there. And one of the smart things he did was telling that, you know, everywhere they have a new platform or something, they have to make a road, you know, Caliche road to it. So he was eight throughout the years, kind of had, you know, basically these road systems built for him, and they're all, you know, everywhere, but they're in a lot of places. And so that helps a lot, you know, that Caliche will keep them pounded down for a year or two, and then it'll kind of get overgrown at some point. But, you know, it's, yeah, I think that's about his only saving grace down there. But yeah, he's, just like you said, man, constantly mowing through cactuses and, you know, just grinding it all up, never stops.
Man, I'm watching a 10-point buck walk in on a field on Buck's Attack of Money. It's got to be 25 inches wide. This guy's fixing to smoke it. Lucky dog.
Wow.
It may be wider than 25 inches. It's huge.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look normal. That's just it's what you dream about right there.
They did a their one hunt, Casey and them last weekend, I think, or the weekend before, one of the two, and all their culls, he said, were monsters. They're great 8 points. He's got a really good crop this year, you know, some real big horns. I said it all went really well, which we had a lot of rain too, as I recall, right? I mean, it seems like a lot of the ranch was growing
up.
Yeah,
they got it at the right time in the spring and early summer, man. It just, everything just blossomed down there. Everything's thriving. Quail, dove, deer, coyotes, pigs. I mean, all of it. The whole place is thriving.
Man, that's stellar.
He just laid it down. I'm about to throw
it. You got him.
Man.
When are you going down? When are you going down?
Probably Christmas time. That's my normal time, you know.
Okay.
Where I can take off.
Yeah.
It's hard to leave this show right here.
Yeah, man, I bet.
You know, I've got the equipment now that I could do it on the road, but you're not going to get a good Wi-Fi signal or, you know, not even anything fast enough to do the show down there in deep South Texas. They have trouble with cell phones down there.
Man, that Starlink system is amazing. You know, it really is.
It is. A buddy of mine put that at his deer lease.
Yeah.
He got a new deer lease this year, and he went ahead with a Starlink because they couldn't get any signal whatsoever. Phones, no internet, no nothing. He said it is 10 times faster than anything here. He said it's unbelievable.
It really.
He had it for 1 week, and those storms rolled through there in the San Antonio area a couple of weeks ago, and lightning. He didn't have it on a surge protector, and lightning fried it.
Oh, no.
Got to put another one in.
I was out there. We were doing a pipeline job, you know, from a regular job during the week. And I went out on a pipeline not that long ago. And, you know, big old convoy of welders. And I bet you half the welders had one of those little Starlinks on the top of the hood of the truck. I'm thinking, man, you probably don't ever get out of that truck. I mean,
it's big time from what I hear.
Riding on the boat, you very rarely. We have one on our boat, and you hardly ever lose. We haven't lost signal at all ever. So I mean, and previous to that, you know, the big egg that traditionally the yachts and stuff put on the top of their boats. I mean, generally, when you're rolling hard, you tend to lose service. It just won't keep up. You know, it's supposed to, but it don't. And we have yet to lose service on this one. As a matter of fact, the story that I tell of the Galveston party boats, the first time I heard about one being on a boat, they had it, and they told me, you know, of course, they have like 100-some-odd people that are on there. They let everybody use it. And he said within about a weekend or two, I think he told me his bill was like $10,000. In other words, all the people linked up to it, and it was so fast and gave them so much down, you know, speed or whatever.
Yeah. Where you can upload and download quick. Yeah.
They roll through the freaking, you know, the memory or whatever it gives you. So, give that a shot. I mean, they're expensive.
You only get so much time on it, and then you got to start paying for the overage.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
they do have
a one-time deal, you know, a hookup fee, and then you got your, you know, the monthly is kind of expensive, you know, just for like a household. But you won't ever be without internet, I can tell you that.
No, it really is stellar. It, you know, but that'll give you an opportunity to do it down there. I know we, you know, Casey. Well,
y'all went to sat phones a few years ago, didn't you? You and Sharky and everybody, yep. Didn't y'all get sat phones?
We did. We got sat phones for a little while. And there again, I mean, you want to talk about money. I mean, it was like $1,400 a year, and you got about, you know, 500 minutes worth. You know, it was like nothing. And it was very, very expensive. That is. But, you know, this satellite in terms of cost wise, it's about a wash. It might be a little more expensive for the Starlink, but the other part about that Starlink is you can actually turn it off when you're not using it. You can actually turn it off and they won't bill you for the particular days that you're not going to get, like, it's not a complete prorated return or you know, but they give you a percentage of it back per day. So it works real nice, because on our boat right now, if we don't have it on, let's just say it was $150 a month or something like that, and we turn it off for a couple of weeks because of bad weather or something like that, our bill might be $30, you know, $20. So there's, you know, you don't necessarily have to pay the whole thing. And that's how ours is set up anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, works out well. Everybody's been super happy with it. And to be able to use your own phone, you know, just like you would on land, it's a game changer in terms of that, you know. I mean,
right.
Think about all the safety equipment that we have on the boat right now. I mean, you know, with your satellite, you know, your radios, your, you know, EPIRBs, all that kind of stuff. And a lot of it is just to activate and hope somebody pings and sees you on time, you know, whereas
right.
That Starlink, you know, it's a phone call away and you got, you know, emergency services or whoever on the other line right then.
It's a great safety feature.
Stellar. Yeah. Even the sat phones would have problems a lot of times when you're rolling. You really had to stop. As a matter of fact, that sat phone that I had, you had to stop, pull it out, find, you know, sit there and search for the satellite for a minute. And then once you found it, it would link up and it would be okay. Yeah. As soon as you started rolling, it would stop again. It'd lose link. You'd have to do it again. Open it up, find the satellite, and, you know, and all that. So it's a game changer. It really is. I think you're going to start seeing a lot more, you know, here in the next few years. But we'll see. We'll see. Otherwise, man, I mean, we're going to point them out towards the floaters here. I mean, depending on how this snapper season goes, and try to do a little bit of fishing, and then towards the beginning of the next year, we're going to take this boat down to Cocodrie, I think, and leave it down there for about a month, do a little fishing in Louisiana. So,
all right, buddy. Jeff, it's always good talking to you on Sunday mornings, man. If somebody wants to get with you about hitting some blue water, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info, brother.
You bet. Give me a call anytime at 979-417-1013, or go to our website at stsladventures.com. And also with Matt Itai is 233-2999-2999. And he has weekends and a few weekdays open, so give us a holler.
Right. Well, cool deal. Jeff, have a good Thanksgiving. Good talking
you
to you,
man. You do the same.
All right, brother. Later. All right, that's Captain Jeff Naylor out of Freeport. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.